Among the many surim that you find in the Shabbos is Kriya Satorah, Parshas Kedoshim, Yotes Yedavid, is this surim, Lifnei Lo Sitei Nash. The Gemara has one application of Lifnei, and if you look in the Sifra, a very, very different possibility. The Gemara discusses about the Zara Davav Madeis, one who facilitates Isurim. A person is an Azim, and obviously Yasser the Shtiyas Yayin, and a person provides Yayin for the Nazim. That's the Gemara's example of Yifnei Eivir. Or the Gemara even has it when it comes to a guy. The case of Eivir Menachai, part of Shemitzos Deinoach, and a person provides what for him is Machalos Asuros, and therefore that itself is Nisadaris. The Sifra, here in Parshas Kedoshim, discusses a very different aspect of Yifnei Eivir, and that is a person who is assuming he's blind, meaning that he's ignorant, he's unaware, he's a suma, but also hadava. And therefore I go ahead and I give him ill advice. I go ahead and tell a person to do something, I know this is not at all in his best interest. And Eitzara, so in such a case, the Sifra, fascinating, has this when it comes to Eitzara, and the Gemara has the classic cases of the Ifneja when it comes to Isurei Aver. There is a fascinating machlokas between the Balamor and the Ramban, that perhaps sheds great light on the nature of Lifnei. And we discussed the sugya of Chatzishir, the Zayin Wadeis. We pointed out two different possibilities to understanding Chatzishir generally. A person goes and eats a Chatzishir of Chametz Pesach, Chatzishir of Nevela, Treifa. Everybody agrees there is no Onish. The Onish is only B'Kishir, that certainly is true, but we assume Chatzishir is Asar Natar. So we discussed with many, many different Akdaminas that what exactly is the nature of this Isser Chatzishir? You know, one way to understand that Chatzishir has a very specific nature. Chatzishir of Nevela is an Isser Nevela. Chatzishir of Treifa is an Isser Treifa. Chatzishir of Chametz is an Isser Chametz. For the Onesh in Achinami, Shiur in Ilchasa. Or maybe one could argue that's not necessarily true. That maybe the Isser Nevela, Treifa, Chametz only begins B'Kashir. But there's a separate, what we would call an Isser Klali, a Chatzishir, Asa Menat Torah. Whatever is Asa B'Kashir is Asa B'Chatzishir. If a person eats a Chatzishir, he's not violating the Isser of Nevela or Treifa or Chametz, he's violating a separate Isser of Chatzishir. Chatzishir is a din Klali. And one could envision many differences. He pointed that out in terms of Bayer and Bayer Matzeh, when it comes to a Chatzishir of Chametz. Okay? Maybe this chakir is very, very relevant to many, many areas of halacha. Is this a din klali? Is this a din prati? Yeah, one could envision many, many applications. But what would you say about this? A person goes ahead and facilitates. He provokes a person to violate an aver. Maybe I could argue the following. You know what? This is a din klali. This is an isra provocation. Whether I'm provoking him to eat nevela or trefer, chilo Shabbos, whatever the case is, but provoking is something to do that which is wrong, keneged hadin, that's nisr lifnevel, the sitei nefsho. And the detail, whether it's isr A or isr B, is not necessarily fully relevant, as long as obviously it's something the Torah forbids, so therefore that is called a nefsho. The isr is simas nefsho. Maybe one could argue very differently. Maybe one could suggest that, you know what, Lifnei Iver takes on the characteristics of the Avera at hand. You know what? Imagine, Rachmana Litzlan, you provoke a person to Machal Shabbos, and he's Machal Shabbos. You have a hand in that Chilul Shabbos. Is that just a broad Isser Lifnei Iver? Or would I argue that what do you mean? That is Aser Midine Shabbos. There was an Avera of Chilul Shabbos. I can connect the dots. I'm going to attribute that Avera to you as well. Not only to the Osa Avera, but if you had a hand in this, you know what? That is your violation of Shabbos. The Ifnevra of Shabbos is within the Miskeres, the realm of Dine Shabbos. And maybe Nachinami, that the Ifnevra of provoking a person to violate in Isser Lav is much more chamor than provoking a person to fail to perform its Sasei. And it's not nearly as chamor as provoking a person to violate Isser Sheish Vokar Isser Misa. Maybe the degree of Lifnei Iver is impacted by the element of the Avera. And that Chakiru would refer to one possibility as Lifnei Iver as just being a din klali, a mitzvah klali, as opposed to a din prati, a mitzvah pratis, that no, it takes on the characteristics of Avera Ered. There is a fasting in Malachokas is mentioned, the Balamor and Ramban, and the Sugya and Sanhedrin, and Daf Ayin Dalim remains. The Gemara fascinating questions, how in the world was it possible for Esther Hamalka to become involved with Achashverosh? How in the world was that possible? After all, that Sugya and Sanhedrin Dalim is the Sugya of Yerhag Vayavor. And there the Gemara raises a fascinating question, that Esther for Hesyahavai. That was so public, so public. So how at all was it possible for Esther Hamalka to do that when she did? So Abayin says the following. Esther Karko Olamaisa. Esther Karko, that's not for now, but that's pretty fascinating. That, what do you mean? Esther, in terms of the Avera it had, Shevaltasa. It was not something that was actively done. And apparently, that's an answer. I cannot go ahead and actively perform an Avera. And I can't do so at times, even at the expense of risking one's life. But Shevaltasa Shani. Wow, that's a fascinating possibility. Maybe that's the meaning of Esther Karkolamaisa. The Ran even writes the following. If that's really what it means, Shevaltasa, you know what? I'll tell you another principle. You don't have to give up your life for performing a mitzvah sasei. Because failure to perform mitzvah sasei is Shevaltasa. And that's the same teretz of the Gemara as Esther Karkolamaisa. That's the chiddush of the Ran. That you have to be moser nefesh to avoid certain isurim, but not when it comes to an ikiyum hamitzvah. An ikiyum hamitzvah. Oh, that's a sugya Shabbos. Kuflamid. The Gemara speaks about Elisha Bal Knafayim, who is willing to put his life at risk to fulfill the mitzvah tefillin. The Ran immediately points out, you know what? It sounds like that was remarkable. That was the Knim Rishur Sadin. The Ran writes it was the Knim Rishur Sadin. Because you don't have to be moser nefesh to fulfill the mitzvah sasei. Because if you don't do the mitzvah, that's like Esther Karkolamaisa. That's Shevaltasa. That's a very important cloud. Is that really the case? That if something is b'Shevaltasa, there's no demand of Mesiras Nefesh. Okay? This is with an Abayi. Rava says something stunning. Rava says, Hanas Atzman Shani. Why was it that Esther was allowed to? You know what the answer is? What was the motivation of Achashverosh? Why? Why was he interested in doing so? Was this out of conviction? This was a religious statement? Achashverosh was simply governed by pleasure, bodily pleasure, hanas atzma. And therefore, if that really is the case, if it's laver ladas, a person has to object. But if something is being done to them, and the why question, why is it being done? If their answer is hanas atzman shani, so therefore, yavor bayahari. Wow. That's what Rava says. Esther, how is that possible? Hanas Atzman Shani. Hana Atzman Shani. And the Gemara gives another example. Dilo Tema Hachi, because if you disagree, what about Kavonki V'damoniki? These were kelim that Ovdi Avodah Zarah used to use for Avodah Zarah. Providing that kli to a guy. Heichi Avinu. How could you go ahead and do so? The Gemara says, because what do you mean? That was also Hanas Atzman Shani. They were using that kli for the purpose of Hana, and in such a case, that indeed would be mutter. Wow. Oops, the Balamor writes a stunning comment. The Balamor, Daf Yud Zayin Beis and Daf Arif, Esther. That's Gilui Arayos. Kavon Ki V'damoniki, that's Avodah Zarah. And yet, Rava says, Hanas Atzman Shani. You know what that means? When do I say that Gilui Arayos, Avodah Zarah, is Yerag Vayavar? That's not always true. It depends on the why question. We usually don't think that. You know, we usually think about, is something Yerag Vayavar, is it not? Is it one of the Chamuros? It's a what question. What are you being asked to do? You're asking Gilui Arayos, done, Yerag Vayavar. No. Rava says, Hanas Atzman Shani, which means, you have to also ask the why question. If it's being done to you for purpose A, then yes, it's Erev Vayavur. But if not, then not. If not, then not. So the Balamor writes clearly. You're dealing with Averos Chamuros. One example is Gilui Arayos. The other example is Avodah Zarah. And Rava says it depends on the mindset. Wow. So the Balamor writes, guess what? That these Averos Chamuros are not always Erev Vayavur. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Sometimes, yeah. We usually think about that when it comes to Shar Yisurim, no? Shar Yisurim is not Erev Vayavor. Yeah, but if the motivation of the person is forcing you is to make a religious statement, Barel Adas, even smaller things can rise to the level of Erev Vayavor. No, no, the Balamor writes. The Gemara says this about Yidei Arayos. The Gemara says this about Avodah Zarah. See, even when it comes to the cardinal Averos HaChamuros, the why question is something which is absolutely critical. Well, that's the Chiddush of the Balamor. And the Ramban writes, absolutely not. Absolutely not. The Ramban writes, Averos HaChamuros, Avodah Zarah, Yidei Arayos, Shefichus Damim, categorically, Zarah Vayavor. Forget about the why question. That's absolutely irrelevant. Don't tell me he's doing it for this, doing it for that. Objectively, on its face, there's certain averos, there are yavor. When it comes to Shar Yisurim, only regarding Shar Yisurim, that's wrong. But what about the Gemara? Another about, oh, so Ramban writes, the Gemara. Those are Shar Yisurim. Those are Shar Yisurim. Number one, heavy statement to the Ramban. Achashverosh. Since when is that Gilei Arayos? Since when is that Gilei Arayos? That's Bias Akum. Bias Akum. And even if she's an Eishes Ish, Bias Akum is not called Gilei Arayos. Not called Gilei Arayos. There's a category of Yisurei Bia, and there's a category of Gilei Arayos. Bias Akum is not called Gilei Arayos. This will be so important for the Sakhas Yavamos. Now, what are the Yisurei Arayos and what are Yisurei Bia? The Ramban writes, Bias Akum is not Gilei Arayos. It's Shar Yisurim. Usually I think of it as Ser Erev. You know what usually that means? It means, Muta La Asachrin. It means kurva, a relationship. This woman is forbidden to this, but Aser to this. Right? A person's sister. Forbidden to the brother, Muta to others. An Eishashish. Muta to her husband, Aser to others. If you have something which is a categorical Iser, that's not called Arayas. What are examples of a categorical Iser? Ooh, Akum. It's Aser to all Yisrael. That's not called Arayos. That's not called Arayos. Arayos is an Iser Kurva. All the Arayos in Apemos and Kedushin. They're relationships. If there's certain individuals where you say, you know what, this is off limits in time, that's not called an Iser Erva. Or in the Chiddush Rabbi Natan, Sefer Yoshem, the second Chela, Chela Ketshuva, Sin Bey, Nida. Nida's not called Arayos. Because Nida is a categorical Iser. Arayos means an Iser, which is Kurva, a relationship. All the Arayos in these parshiyos. So guess what? No, the Ramban writes that Bias Akum is not called an Iser Erva. Ah, Tosus Ksuvus Daf Gimel, that deen. Wow. And you know what the Ramban writes is an incredible Raya? Well, I have to see how the Balmar understands this. What was the Kasha of the Gemara? How in the world could Esther Amalkin involve herself with Achashverosh? Va Esther Farhestia Havoy. It was public. Public? What does public have to do with anything? Gilei Arayos is Yared Vayavor in Betzina. Farhesi is only relevant when it comes to Shar Averos. The fact that the Gemara questions Esther and says that was public, that's a dead giveaway the Ramban writes. That it's not Arayos. It's not Arayos. But it was Befarhesia. Oh, the answer is when it comes to Shar Yisurim that are not Averos Hamaros, the why question is very important. That was the Kiddush of Rava. But don't you dare suggest that the why question is relevant when it comes to Averos HaChamuros. Wow, that's a pretty important issue, no? You know, that's a pretty fundamental machlokas. When it comes to Averos HaChamuros, why does a person have to be Moser Nefesh? One possibility is very simple, because the Chomer Avera. This Avera is so Chomer, Avodah Zarah, Yoreh Shefichus Damim, doesn't budge. Possibility A. You know what possibility number two is? No, it's not because of the Chomer Avera per se. It's because of the Chil Hashem Sheba. The Chil Hashem Sheba. You know, when you're dealing with an Avera that's more Chomer, guess what? You know, the bar is raised. It's a great, but the Chil Hashem is what? Is Mechari Berag Vayavu. Oh, if it's the Chil Hashem, one could argue as follows. So maybe that depends. Maybe the Chil Hashem is it's only if it's Lavir Lanas. If it's Lanas Atzma, maybe that's not the same type of Chil Hashem. If you're telling me it's a function of the Chil Hashem, that's a question of the why question. Maybe you can argue, oh, you know what? So if it's this circumstance, not. That circumstance, absolutely yes. If a guy is trying to go ahead and demonstrate that you're not committed to your religion, that's a Chil Hashem. If it's Demi Damanah Satsman, maybe the aver is still an aver chamura, but the bar is lower in terms of the chil Hashem Shabbat. And that's like a stunning machlokes. The Balamar, so Ramban writes that this is not called arayos. This is biasaku. So just remember that. No, biasaku. You know, we're going to sum lalacha eved va'akum ababas Yisrael the vladis kasha. Right? A woman has a relationship with a non-Jew. The child that's born, the vlad is not a mamzer. The vlad is not a mamzer. Even if she's an eshes ish, the vlad is not a mamzer. The Ramban, because that's not called gidei arayos. The vlad is not a mamzer. Okay, you solve the problem with Esther. But the Gemara says, Kavonki v'damoniki, that's a Vodazara. You're going to argue, that's not a Vodazara. That's the bottom line, that's a Vodazara. Oh, so that's the line in the Ramban, incredible. That's a Vodazara. What? The person is being Ovid a Vodazara. What's the most a person is being guilty of? He's not being Ovid a Vodazara. He's the provider. He's Heichi Avinanu. He's the provider. Oh, the Ramban writes that stunning line. The most you could hold him accountable for is lifnei iver of avodah zarah. He's being over avodah zarah. The Gemara is questioning, how can you go ahead and supply a guy with an item that he's using for avodah zarah? Why does the Baal Amor call that avodah zarah? That's a nefer of lifnei iver. That's like giving iver menachai to a guy. It's not an iser of iver menachai. It's nisr lifnei iver. This is not an Isra of Avodah Zarah. This is an Isra of Lifnei Iver. So Ramban writes, of course it's not Yehareg Vayavor. Lifnei Iver of Yehareg Vayavor is not Yehareg Vayavor. It's Shari Surim. Wow. So that sounds like a fundamental possibility. Is Lifnei Iver of Yehareg Vayavor Yehareg Vayavor? The Ramban writes, no, that's Shari Surim. And the Baal Hamor writes, no, it's Avodah Zarah. So that's like a fascinating machlokes. Lifnei Iver of Avodah Zarah. Is that an Isra of Avodah Zarah? Or is that an Isra of Simas Mechshol? Whatever the Mechshol is. The Mechshol could be Nevela. The Mechshol could be Avodah Zarah. Oh, so that's a huge Machlokas, whether indeed that is Yehareg Vayavor. One way of understanding the Machlokas is exactly that point. You know, the Baal Hamor understood the following, that you know what? If you're the provider, you know, it's as though that you have a hand. You're a shutuf in the Maisa Avera. You're a shutuf in the act of Avodah Zarah. And yet, if you don't have to give up your life for that, that's an indicator that for Hanas Atzman, you don't have to be Moshe Nefesh even for Avodah Zarah. And the Mochamel says that, no, that's treated like Shari Surim. I'll give you a following example. Oh, the very beginning of the Sefer Shas. You know, the first mission discusses the Malach HaPotzah. In order to be Chai for Hotzah, you have to do an Aki, Roshin, Roshus, and Hanach. Good? Pick it up. Transport, put it down. Let's say one person does Nakir, another person does Hanacha, no one knows Machal Shabbos, the Reis. Okay. Yep. Fascinating, Meiri, why is that called Chatzi Shir? Interesting, no? Nakir without Hanacha, why is that called Chatzi Shir? Ooh, Meiri, beginning of Shabbos. Okay. What about the following? This person does Nakir, he does the Shin Rishus, and he does Hanacha. He's Machal Shabbos. Yeah, but what is Hanacha? Look, if he puts it on the ground, I know. What happens if the Hanach is the Mishnah, no? He put it in my hands. No? He does Akira, he does Shin Rishus, and I say, okay, now just put it in my hands. No? He puts it in your hand. He did the Hanacha. Oh, Senachinami, the Mishnah says, you know what? He's Chayiv, and you're not. And you're not Chayiv at all. You're Potter. Oh, so the Rosh is Bad. What do you mean the second guy's pot? I understand the second guy's a chayiv misa. He didn't do an act of hotzah, but like, yeah, he can walk away innocent. What do you mean? The Rosh before seven aleph in Shabbos. No, aleph. The Rosh writes, the fact that he was willing to receive the chayfetz, isn't that lifnei iver? So what do you mean he's potter? Scot free? Why would you say scot free? His willingness to receive the chayfetz now facilitated that this person is chayv skila. No? Why do you say he's pater? So you know what the Rosh writes? The Rosh writes, you're right. Pater doesn't mean scot-free. Pater means dini Shabbos kamar. He's not mechal Shabbos. But you know what? He's not innocent. His acceptance of the chayfetz is a violation of lifnei iver. But you know what? our Mishnah, we're talking about the Isra of Chilul Shabbos. Lifnei var yes, Chilul Shabbos no. Well, that's the Rosh. So if you look at the Tosos Rabbi Kaveger, look in the regular Mishnayos in the Sefer Shabbos. So on the side, now, the Yachan Balas, Tosos Rabbi Kaveger, Ozdalid, V'yesh afinu nafkamina. Rabbi Kaveger has realized there's a huge nafkamina. With the person who receives the chefetz, is he guilty of violating Shabbos or is he guilty of lifnei iver? Rabbi Kaveger says, there's a huge nafkamina. Because when it comes to Isurei Shabbos, a mumah b'chal Shabbos is a mumah b'chal Torah kula, Rabbi Kaveger writes. So the fact that I'm willing to receive the chefetz, and that triggers Chilul Shabbos, is that called Chilul Shabbos? I'm not chayvis. I didn't do an akir, I didn't do an anacha. But facilitating Chilul Shabbos, is that called Chilul Shabbos? Or is that called Shari Yisurin? Oh, one nafkamini we had, Balmer Ramban, is if you're dealing with an aver which is Yarek Vayavur, is that Yarek Vayavur? Oh, another nafkamini is as follows. Shabbos is very chomor. Shabbos, a mumah l'chal Shabbos is a mumah l'chal Torah kula. Would that be true of the facilitator of Chilul Shabbos? Oh, so that's exactly what Rabbi Kaveger writes. That's the Chiddush of the Rosh. It's not in Yisur Shabbos, it's in this Lifnei. Lifnei is treated as Shari Yisurim. And if it's treated as Shari Yisurim, so guess what? You're not called a mumah l'chal Shabbos. Again, Koshav Shabbat Diyun. It depends on this question. In order to be a mumah l'chal Shabbos, you don't necessarily need a chiyuv skila, but you do need an Isur of Shabbos. We could discuss a fascinating deal. When does a person make a mumah l'chal Shabbos regarding Yisurei d'Rabbanan? And are all Yisurei d'Rabbanan equal? Ooh, maybe that flips back to the Malachos d'Rabbanan, Zeros d'Rabbanan. Maybe one could split. Maybe one could argue Malacha d'Rabbanan, more reason to say yes. Maybe one could argue Zeros Shami Yavo, less reason to say yes. Maybe one could disagree with that distinction, but that's something which is pretty significant. But I would say, you know, that's a Shabbos Shabbat of these two issues is, does the Nevar take on the characteristics of the Avera, the Avera at hand? If it's Nisr Gilarayas, maybe it's Yarek Vayavur. If it's Shari Yisurim, then not. If it's Nisr Shabbos, so maybe Dino Kamuma. If it's not, then not. There's a stunning Chiddush of Ramban. These are today's Ramban elsewhere, Ramban Uin Yavamos and Da Pei Dal. There the Gemara says the following. Let's assume, for example, a Kohen marries a Grusha. That's Nisadaraisa, no? The Pasuk says, Lo Yikachu. A Kohen's not allowed to marry a Grusha. That's Nisadaraisa. Malkus Daraisa. No? Alav Daraisa, Malkus Daraisa. Who? The Kohen? Yeah, of course, the Kohen. What about the Isha? She also gets Malkus Daraisa. You know, maybe she can argue as follows. You know what? This problem is your problem, no? You have the Tosefes Kedusha of a Kohen. And you're not allowed to marry Grusha. You went ahead and married Grusha, you defiled your... Maybe not. Oh, so the Gemara says the following. No. Lo yikachu. No? Echa lo v'echa va. The Pasuk says that the Isser and the Onish is v'loshen rabin. Both parties. This is not just a problem for the Kohen. This is also a problem for the Grusha. Both the Kohen and the Grusha violate these Yisurim. And therefore, whatever the Onesh is, in this case, Onesh Malkus, the Kohen and the Grusha. How do you know that that's true? Oh, because the Pasuk says, Lo Yikacho, Kol Heichad Humozar, Himuzeres. Oh, it's the Ramban's kash. What do you mean? Tepuk Leim Yishun Leif Neva Dosei Temesh. What do you need a Pasuk for? She's a player, she's a facilitator. Now, without her, this marriage could not take place. Innocent. So why do you need a pasuk to say, Mo yikachu with the drash of echadot v'chavah, what's wrong with lifnei iver? Oh, that's the Ramban's question. And the Ramban has two incredible terutzim. Oh, terutz number one, the Ramban writes, You're right, this would lifnei, yeah? But. What's the onesh lifnei? What's the onesh lifnei? Lifniver does not have malchus. Lifniver is in a loke. This is a Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah and Shorish Tes. The Rambam has like fascinating discussion of lav shebichlolos. Lav shebichlolos. You have a single iser, and it has multiple isurim in a loke. There's no malchus. Ooh, the Ramban writes that there's no malchus lifniver. But if it's an iser lo yikachu, there's malchus. So Ramban writes teretz number one. In a phenomenon is true. If I didn't have that gzeiros hakasa lo yikachu echelo vechelo, I wouldn't have said she's innocent. It would have been innocent. All right, lifniver. But malchus is for the lav lo yikachu. Oh, so that's the drasha of the Gemara. That's the first teretz, the Ramban. You know what the second teretz, the Ramban, is? This is like unbelievable. Unbelievable, the second teretz, the Ramban. You know, if you read it fast, you don't get the whole chiddush, the teretz. The Ramban writes the following. Wait a second. You're dealing with an iser for a kohen to go ahead into Mary Grusha. But that's a lav shein of Sheva Bako. That's a lav she'ino shel b'kol. That's a lav that only applies to this group and not to that group. Most Yisurei Torah are universal. It applies to everyone. You have certain Yisurim that's a lav she'ino shel b'kol. A certainness that applies to men, doesn't apply to women. We discussed this recently. A kohen b'netam l'neis, it's lav she'ino shel b'kol. It applies to a kohen, doesn't apply to a Yisrael. Here else the Ramban writes, it's a lav she'ino shel b'kol. It's love, Shino Shel Bakol. So if you wouldn't have had a pasuk, you would have said, no, only him and not her? What does that mean exactly? What does that mean? So that's like an unbelievable chiddush. No, that's an unbelievable chiddush. The Ramban writes, this is an iser of Kohen, of Kedushas Kohen. So, if I didn't have a pasuk, a ribui, I would say it only applies to him, it doesn't apply to her. So, obviously, you need a ribui. We're talking about leaf neiver. No? Leaf neiver. No? The Torah says, don't facilitate. Don't facilitate. So, I would have said, no. Leaf neiver is not applicable here, because this is a lav shein hashel b'kol. So that's what you need, possibly. What does that mean exactly? Since it's a lav shein hashel b'kol, there's no leaf neiver. Since it's a lav shein hashel b'kol, there's no leaf neiver. What exactly does that mean? You know what the great chiddush that Ramban is? That's unbelievable, no? If I'm chayiv in aveira, not only am I not allowed to perform the aveira, but guess what? I can't facilitate the aveira. No? If the Torah tells me to be Shomer Shabbos, it means I have to be Shomer Shabbos and don't either facilitate Shomer. But if I'm exempt from the Avera, whoa, I'm exempt for the leaf neighbor of the Avera. That's the Ravan's assumption, no? That sounds pretty unbelievable. If a person is not Chayiv in the Avera, how can be Chayiv leaf neighbor of the Avera? That's surprising, no? That's surprising. Everybody agrees it's an affair for the Kohen. But you facilitate that affair. So you know what my excuse is? My good excuse? I'm not a Kohen. I'm not chayiv in this Isser. I'm not chayiv in this Isser of Amon of the Kohen. The Kohen God, the Grush of the Kohen. I'm not. You know what I would respond? Who cares about you? If you're facilitating an Aveira, it's not from the perspective of the facilitator, it's from the perspective of the over Aveira. No? That's that Chiddush the Rambam. That's pretty unbelievable, that second teretz. that if you're not chayiv in an avera, you're not chayiv lifnei iver avera. Wow. You know, is that calculation always true? Is that calculation always true? You know, imagine, you know, there's one who lives in a certain town. And that woman, for some strange reason, is owned by a woman. You know? So everybody goes over to her and says, can I use your dalet meaning? You know? After all, kol yisrael mezeh bezeh. Arvus. You know what she says? No, it's his mom grandma. It's his mom grandma. I'm not chayiv. She says, I'm not chayiv in the lulav. I know I'm not chayiv in the lulav, but if you provide me with the lulav, I'll be able to fill the mitzvah. No, I have no responsibility to facilitate your mitzvah because I'm exempt from the mitzvah. What would you probably say to that person? No, what do you mean? You're accommodating him who's chayiv in the mitzvah. And if there's a concept of arvos, I have to see to it that he does the mitzvah, even if I'm exempt from the mitzvah, no? Let's assume a kohen is going to marry a grusha, and I have an opportunity to put an end to that. Tochech, tochech, asami secha. The Shabbos is harsha, no? You know, I'm not a kohen. So if I'm not a kohen, I have no chiyuv to be mochiach him. It's not my mitzvah. You know, you'll probably tell me, if it's not there for him, and you have an opportunity to stop it, guess what? You have a chiyuv of tochacha. Whether you are obligated in that aver or not, you know what, l'chora, that's irrelevant. We don't necessarily view arvos from the perspective of the provider, but from the perspective of those mitzvah. We don't view tochacha from the perspective of the mochia, from the perspective of the osaveira. Well, Chor, we would say the same thing about lifnei. If for you this is aser, and I facilitate, that's my yisur, lifnei iver, l'siti nechshol. So you know what you see from that second teretz, the Ramban? That's not right. That's wrong. That's pretty unbelievable, no? That she's not a kohen. She's not included in the yisurei kohuna. So she doesn't have to worry about the lifnei iver of yisurei kohuna. And therefore there isn't lifnei iver. Oh, that's why you need a pasuk. Lo yikachu. She is included in that lav. Because if she wouldn't be included in the lav, she wouldn't include lifnei iver of the lav. Wow. How do you understand that? That date in the Ramban? You know what the answer must be? Prati, not klali. It's not that there's just a broad iser, don't provoke. No. It means that lifnei iver is an expansion of. And if you are not admonished regarding that avera, you're not obligated in the lifnei iver of that avera. That's something which is stunning, no? That's Ramban, you've almost not paid out of it. This is known, that Ramban is like hidden, no? Ooh. This is known as the Shita of the Emunah Shmuel. Rabbi Kveger calls this the Shita of the Emunah Shmuel. I'm suggesting Ramban, the Shita of the Emunah Shmuel. What's the Emunah Shmuel? You know, we just discussed one of the examples of lifnei iver. Oh, it's giving iver menachai to a guy. That's the Gemara, no? What is there dafo? You know. So if you take a look in the Torah Yerodeah, in Siman Samach Beis, the Torah writes the following chiddush. You should realize, that the iser of iver menachai doesn't apply to behemoth tamei. The iser of iver menachai applies if this is an animal that you can eat, and you rip off a limb and eat it, that's Eir Menachai. But if it's a behemoth tamea, so guess what? If you eat it, you violate this for a behemoth tamea. So there's no Isra of Eir Menachai for behemoth tamea. It's also B'toras tamea. That's the Torah. Eir Menachai ain't on old behemoth tamea. So you know what kind of the difficulty is? The difficulty is, okay, you have this great chiddush. Know that Eir Menachai doesn't apply to behemoth tamea. So you come up with this great chiddush. I can't believe it. I just saw some south bays. Eir menachai, you know, is an issur that ain't no knowing b'mehemah tameya. You know, what I'm going to tell you, what in the world does that make any difference whatsoever? What, a Jew can eat it? Of course, a Jew can't eat it. It's a behemah tameya. You're going to tell me a guy? But a guy is allowed to eat behemah tameya. So of course, there's an issur of eir menachai for behemah tameya. When the Torah says this great chiddush that the Isra of Eir Menachai does not apply for Yisrael for Behemah Tameya, look, l'may nafkamina. It's off limits to Behemah Tameya. If you're the Ben Noach, where they're allowed to partake of Emet. Of course, there's an Isser of Emet Achai. So what's the chiddush? Just how many Yisroel did violate? If Yisroel go and eat it, Emet Achai, Emet Tamei, is it only be Emet Tamei, or is it Emet Achai? Okay. That's the chiddush of Menashmul. Ooh, Samin Yadol. Menashmul writes the following. None of you know what the Nafkamina is. Wow. Lahoshit Avram and Achai Lebenoach. You have an Avram and Achai of a behemoth Tamea. Is there an Isser for Yisrael to provide this to a Benoach? So I would have said, of course there's an Isser of Leif Neivir, because the Benoach is not allowed to eat an Avram and Achai of a behemoth. That's the Chiddush of Meshul. That, no. From the perspective of the Moshit, there's no Isser of Avram and Achai. Because Eir Menachai for Yisrael doesn't apply to Eir Menachai. And if there is no Isser of Eir Menachai, you cannot be guilty of the Fnei Iver of Eir Menachai. And that was the Kiddush indeed of the tour. Wow, that's, the Taz quotes this, now Rekiveger, Pesach, the Chobez quotes this. I'll tell you, that's Ramban. That's a pretty heavy possibility. And if you look there, the Pri Chadash, there it is, Ramban Beis, he writes like the obvious answer. Why in the world is any of this dependent on him? Is what do you mean? Whether you're chayv in the Savera, it's not dependent on you. If you're provoking something to do that which is usher to him, that's your iserli favor. That's your iserli favor. That's something which is pretty powerful. I would tell you all of this. I would say the starting point is how you understand. I understand that possibility of, if it's just simas mechshol, I understand whatever will result in avera is called a mechshol. If you're arguing it's an expansion of an avera and you're exempt from that avera, so that's a pretty heavy issue. If I'm not chayiv in the avera, can I be chayiv in the lifnei iver of the avera? The lifnei iver of the avera. I'll tell you another Ramban. We discussed this, Beit Zedavo. The Torah says, Shmos Yudeis, Kol Malacha Lo Ye'aseh Bahem. Kol Malacha Lo Ye'aseh Bahem. You know what? Malacha cannot be done. Cannot be done. In other words, the Torah doesn't only say that you can't do Malacha. The Torah says Malacha cannot be done. Malacha cannot be done. So Rashi makes a very brief comment. Afilu al yedei achevim. You know what Yehasa means? Afilu al yedei achevim. So we began the sugyan based on that book. No? We pointed out this Rashi, this Ramban. No? Ramban is bothered. Velo habino sizeh. What does this mean? A pasuk that Malacha cannot be done al yedei achevim? A pasuk that Chil Shabbos or Chil Yantiv can't be done Ayde Acherim. What exactly does that mean? The Ramban writes the following. What is the meaning of Acherim? Who are these Acherim? Two possibilities, no? Acherim could mean a Jew or a non-Jew. If it means a non-Jew, yeah, is that really true? I can't allow Malacha to be performed Ayde Akum. You know what? That's an Isser Drabbanan, Amir Lakum. That's not a Pasuk in Chumash. That's not Rabban's Kasha, no? That can't be the Peshat the Pasuk. Acherim means Akum. You're not allowed to go ahead and to instruct a guy to do Malach on your behalf. Yeah, that's an Isser Drabbanan. We discussed the three Shittas now. What the Makor of Amir Lakum is, Beit Zedavah. When is it also? When is it Mutter? That's an Isser Daraisa. Oh, so Rabban says, no, Achem just means other people, fellow Jews. What, you need a pasuk for that? You're not allowed to provoke a Jew to Mechal Shabbos. Rabban writes, isn't that obvious? Isn't that relevant? No? Well, of course not. Lifnim lo sita mechshol. That's Rabban's kasha. So he doesn't, what is this that Rashi is saying? Rashi's quoting, right, a sifra. What is the meaning of that sifra? If it's a guy, it's not Yisrael Daraisa. And if it's Yisrael, well, of course, it's this Leif Neiver. So there's no need for a pasuk to say, Ye Yaseh, Ayde Acherim. Oh, so Rabban answers, that's just an asmachta. Enochem, that Amir Lakum was not Nisadayasa, but Lo Yasef, Elodayachem. There one could probably use the same Mundus also. What exactly is Lakash the Rambam? No? That you know what? You don't need a pasuk of the Yasef. You don't need a pasuk of Yasef because it's Lif Neiver. You know what I would argue? That argument seems to point in the direction of Prati, 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 no? Because if you're going to tell me that Lif Neiver is just a very, very broad issue, and Lif Neiver of, let's say, Chilul Shabbos is not Chilul Shabbos, it's just a broad iser of provocation, oh, like that deal of Rabbi Kveger and the Rosh. You know what I would say? So that's the answer to Raman's Kasha. Why, if you're talking about provoking a fellow Jew, why do you need a pasuk of Kol Malacha Lo Yeyaseh? What's wrong with Lifnei Iver? You know what the answer would be? Lifnei Iver is just a dim klomi. But it's not called Chilul Shabbos. But if you have a pasuk that says Kol Malacha Lo Yeyaseh, Yeyaseh, and that pasuk means Ayyadei Acherim, that's a dim klomi. That the Torah is telling when it comes to Shabbos, when it comes to Yantid. You know what I would argue? Enochinami. If that really is the meaning of the pasuk, I would tell you, even if Lifnei Iver is just a din klali, and let's say it's not Yarag Yavar, but on Shabbos, Lo Yaseh, it has the characteristics of the Kol Shabbos itself. So that's like a challenge. I'll leave it up to you. Now, how do you reconcile all these Rambans, no? Ramban and the Machamas, and Ramban Yavam Mustafi Gav, and Ramban here in Parshas Vot, no? Now think about that, no? I'll tell you even another possibility. We mentioned the concept of Lav Shebechlolos. Lav Shebechlolos. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvot Shem Shorash Tes writes the following. In order to go ahead and to get Malchus, you have a specific razor sharp Azara, and it has a very razor sharp reference. The Torah says, "Don't do this," and that's it. Don't eat nevela. Don't eat nevela. Let's assume, for example, you have something the Torah says no, and it has multiple references. A lot that creates, you know, has many, many different applications. A lot of shibachlolos. Now that's a sugya sanhedrin of Samad Daleth. The Gemara tells us a chiddush: Alav shebechlolos ein lo kinalav. There's no malchus on lav shebechlolos. There's no malchus lav shebechlolos. The Gemara gives like a stunning example. The Torah tells us lo sochlu al hadam, and there are many isurim that are derived from sochlu al hadam. One is an isur regarding dam. One is an issue regarding the farcheses. You do shchita, an animal still has some life to it, you're not allowed to partake. The Gemara's Lasoch Lada means when the Sanhedrin is about to put someone to death, they don't eat on that day. Well, the Gemara has in Brachos, so the Rambam quotes this as a din daraisa, eating before davening. Wow, eating before davening. Lasoch Lada. You're getting up in the morning, the first thing you do is you eat. What do you mean? You're getting up in the morning, you have to engage in tefillah. This Rachila Kodamat Fila. The Rambam writes, is Nisadaisa Basokal Adam? Is there Malchus? No, there's no Malchus. Because that's called Lav Shebechlolos. Lav Shebechlolos. Okay. Tosus has a studying kasha. We have to kind of talk about this there this year. Because you can't really do all the sigils of Shabbos Yantub without it. But Tosus raises such an incredible kasha. But Tosus in that sigil, Sinusel Gimel. What's the onus for Chil Yantiv? Malchus. Tosa says, why isn't Chil Yantiv called Lav Shebechlolos? The Torah says, Kom Lecha Sabar Lo Sasu. And what does that mean? What does it mean? What is in Isra of Kosev, and in Isra of Batinirin, and in Isra of Tseda, and maybe in Isra of Kotzer, maybe in Isra of Tolchin, we'll say. Why isn't that called Lav Shebechlolos? Why is the Chil Yantav called Lav Shebechlolos? That's a pretty heavy kasha. Heavy kasha, the Tosa says. Now that sounds so basic. How in the world can there ever be Malchus for Chili Yantif, it should be called Avshel HaKhalos. The Torah has one pasuk, don't do Malacha. And what's the definition? Mamatas Malchus. So why is it called Avshel HaKhalos? I'll tell you a fascinating answer that Tosus does not give. Ooh, that's Pella. But you know who gives this answer? The Ramban in Sefer Mitzvah, Shorash Tes. That something that's only called Avshel HaKhalos, where you have different shemos iser, furish Ramban. But if it's all shem echa, that's not called Avshel HaKhalos. In order to have Lav Shavu Chalos, you need different Isurim. If they're just different examples of the same Isur, that's not called Lav Shavu Chalos. So you know what? Eating Mefarcheses or Sanhedrin, eating on the day they put someone to death, you're eating before davening. That's all Shem Echad. Those are Shemus Mechulakim. That's Lav Shavu Chalos. Ooh, but the Ramban writes something which is stunning. Very mistaber now. Malachos are not different Isurim. Malachos are different examples of Malacha. There's one Isur, don't do Malacha. What is Malacha? There are many different examples of Malacha. But those are all Mishen Echad. That's all Mishen Echad. That's a very heavy issue. We'll have to discuss this with Fulham here. Now, what is the relationship on Shabbos and Yom Tov between Kosev and Borer? Are they two different examples of Chilul Shabbos? Or are they two different Isurim? Are they two different Isurim? That's a pretty heavy issue. Shemus Machlakim Gok Machlakim. Mishnah, it's Krisus Perek Gimel, no? Yeah, that's pretty heavy. What is the relationship between Malachai and Malachadim? There is a Tosus read, Shabbos Kufla Meches. Remember that Tosus read? Why did you memorize that now? Didn't some of you listen? No? Remember that now? That Tosus read, no? Kevin Dahavara, remember that? Maybe. Kevin or the Chalak Yatzos? Ki ilu ksiv lav al kamalacha malacha v'havi kelam mechid radam? V'tzorach l'asra s'chem v'shanche v'am v'shanam v'kem kamalacha malacha? Now that's also true. Shabbos kaplam v'ches. Every malacha on Shabbos has its own identity. Its own shem isa. Bore and kosiv is like chelev and dam. Wow. I'll tell you. That's Pashup Shat Net Tosus and Sanhedrin. Why Tosus says, Chil Yontov should be Lav Shavu Chalos. And that Tosus doesn't answer Shem Echad. Because Shem Echad, each malacha has a life of its own. It's not called, each malacha is an island unto itself on Shabbos. Wow. That's where you fast say Machlok is. What is the relationship between one Av and another? Different worlds or different examples of the same issue? That's pretty heavy. We discussed this and we talked about the Sevaro Eish, no? Okay. Why is that relevant for us? Ooh, because the Rambam and the Ramban agree. I'll give you an example of Shavuot Cholos. Leaf Neiver. There's no Malkus Leaf Neiver because it's a Lav Shavuot Cholos. Wow, it's a Lav Shavuot Cholos. A Lav Shavuot Cholos. Realize. No, the Ramban writes the ABCs of Lav Shavuot Cholos is, you know what? You have to have independent, separate Isurim, not multiple examples of the same Issur. Multiple examples of the same Issur. And the Rambam and the Ramban write, Leaf Ne'iva, there's no Malkus, because, it's Lav Shavu Chalos. Maybe that indicates, you know what? Prati. It's not just one Issur, don't provoke, but rather, there are many ways you can provoke, but it's one Issur. Right, to facilitate Navera. If that really was true, would that be called Lav Shavu Chalos? If you look in the Ritva, that's Sigiv Amos, Tafei Dalet. The Ritva even is more explicit. There isn't one Isra Leif Neiver. There are Taryag Isram of Leif Neiver. What do you mean? Leif Neiver is a sniff, it's an expansion of all the Isra Torah. Leif Neiver of A is not the same Isra Leif Neiver of B. That's Shemus Machlakim. That's Shemus Machlokim. That's something which is pretty heavy. I'll tell you an amazing Rabbi Kivega. It's worth taking a look at this and thinking about it. You can take a look at the Mincha Shlomo, Chevek Shlomo Zaman Sim Lamadei. This is like an amazing Rabbi Kivega. It's found in the Yoredeya. Kupel. Rabbi Kvega writes the following. You know, lifnivir means, you know, you can't provoke, you can't facilitate. Okay. What about the following? What about the following? When it comes, ooh, the Shabbos is Kriya Sefer. The Torah tells us, lo sakifu. You know what that means? We discussed that. Makas tachav. There's an Isra on the makif, an Isra on the nikaf, no? You're not allowed to cut the Peyas Rosh, the Peyas Azakim. And you cannot have your Peyas Rosh or Peyas Azakim cut. So let's assume, for example, the following. A man goes ahead and cuts a fellow Jew's Peyas Rosh, Peyas Azakim. That's an Isra of makif. You're the one sitting in the chair. Okay, nikah. Good, good, good. What about a woman? What about a woman? Well, a woman clearly is not included in nikah, no? Right? A woman, that facial hair is not called Peyas Rosh and Peyas Azakan. There's no issue for a woman to have her. The Gemara says a chiddush. So there's no issue of maki for a woman. No? If a woman will go ahead and cut the payas of the man violates the Nisra of Nikaf, but the woman doesn't violate the Nisra of Makif because she's not included. She's not included in Hakafa. Hakafa is love, she's not shor b'kol. It only applies to men, it doesn't apply to women. So if a man goes ahead, I cut your payas, whoa, you violate the Nisra of Nikaf, I violate the Nisra of Makif. A woman goes and cuts your face. You invite this from Nikaf, the woman's not included in that affair. So Rabbi Kvager just writes immediately, that's true. But isn't that lifnivir? No. She goes ahead and she cuts the man's face. She's the barber. As a result of what she did, he invites this from Nikaf. So she's not like that in Munash Shmuel. No. So she's guilty. She's not guilty as the Torah's makif. She's not included in the pasuk, but she's guilty because of the favor of nikah. No. Okay. So we can make a right to the father. This is like unbelievable, and this is what you have to think about. And this could have vast ramifications. So a woman calls up, and says to the father, "You know, I'm a caregiver." And it's my responsibility to take care of the patient, and it means shaving the patient. Am I allowed to go and take a razor and shave the Peyas Rosh and Peyas Azakan? You know what? So I'm going to tell them, absolutely not. What do you mean? Yeah, but I'm a woman. I'm not obligated in these Yisurim, no? It's not a Mishnah, Kedushin HaKodes. So I'll say, yeah, but leave Neve of Nikaf, no? Hey, you're going to do this to the man. The man's going to die, you know? Oh, so the woman says to me, you ready for this? Okay, I won't do it. Are you going to get in trouble? No, I'm not getting in trouble. You know, the man's a nice guy. You know, he says, if you can't do it, ooh, I'll do it myself. Whoa. That's right, Kerry. That's unbelievable. If he does it himself, guess what? Makos Tavchav. He violates a lav of makif and a lav of nikah. No? He violates two isurei d'oraisa, makif and nikah. If I, the woman, go ahead and do the hakafa, he'll only violate the lav of nikah. He won't violate lav of makif. How can you call that leaf neighbor? If I sit back and do nothing, he's violating many isurei. And if I do something, even that which is not avera free, but you can really call it lif, I'm being machshel him. Option A is he's going to buy two isurim. Option B, he's only going to buy one isurim. So we can make your eyes. Can you really call that a mipshel? The sum game as a result of what I'm doing is making the situation better, not making the situation. You know, if, as I would say, I'm not doing it, and I'll say, okay, I'm going to let my payas grow. Okay, you're right. But if plan B is two isurim, that's pretty heavy, no? That means if you're in a situation where plan B is multiple isurim, and as a result of your involvement, the isur is reduced, You can't call that leaf neighbor. That's Rabbi Kiveger. That's pretty fascinating. What exactly are the Hagdaras? You know what? I'm going to invite this non-religious Jew to my home for Shabbos. I know he's going to drive there. But you know what? He'll drive there, he'll violate whatever it is, but once he's going to be there, you know, he's going to violate many, many fewer Yisurei Shabbos, where if I wouldn't invite him, and it will be a whole day which is replete with Chilul Shabbos. As a result of my invitation, is true, there is an Aveira, but the sum game is that it is reducing the Aveira as opposed to what otherwise would be. That's pretty fascinating. Is that called a mitzvah rabbah? Or is that called nisadareis of leaf neiver? I'm facilitating, that's true, but plan B is that I'm reducing. Because plan B would be multiple Yisraelim. That's what Rosh Lomazon discussed in the Shulman Simulam and Hay. You know what? I'm being nice to this non-religious Jew. I'm offering food. I know he's not going to make a bracha. Is that really called leaf neiver? What's the other option? You know, he's going to come to my house and I say, I see you're hungry, I see you're thirsty, there's no way I'm going to give you anything because I know you're not going to make a brach. And if you make a brach, you probably aren't going to mean it. And, you know, I'm not giving anything at all. What's the result of that? No? If the result of that is far worse, then you can't call that an Ushah. And Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says, I know the Kivegan, a Kupay Aleph. No? That's Rabbi Kivegan at the Makif Nika. Take a look, that's a pretty powerful. Rabbi Kiveger, with many, many nafkaminas, you know, that one of them indeed couldn't mention. Okay. And Ritzish, I'll pick up Sunday with the cooking.